Today's National Cheeseburger Day, Gelby. When's the last time you had a good old cheeseburger?
You know what? I hate to say, I had a lot of steak in the summer. And you go to some when you go to a great steakhouse, there's nothing like it. But there's a lot of time you go get steak, and you're a little underwhelmed when you leave. It's very tough to mess up a burger. Here's been my big hot food take recently. If I had to pick one for the rest of my life, if it's a steak or a burger, you could only have one for the rest of your life, I'm going with a burger. A medium rare burger with some bacon and some blue cheese.
I'm with that. Delicious. I'm with that. What? I was going to ask you, I'm with that because a steak, sometimes it's great. Sometimes it's fatty. A burger.
It's easy to mess up a steak. A lot of restaurants, even good steakhouses, they mess steak. You never mess up a burger.
He is right.
Where are you getting your steaks from?
Well, listen, I can get a burger anywhere.
I have enough good steakhouses in New York.
If I don't feel like dropping $200,
they all try to be like Peter Luger.
Yeah, I mean, what are we doing here? They're all trying to be like Chops, Lobster.
And Salona, I see his sarcastic remark in the chat now. Steak, I thought he only ate chicken sausage. I had a great chicken burger the other night, and I had chicken sausage earlier in the week.
But what is your go-to cheese on National Cheeseburger Day? You say, I'll take a cheeseburger. Say, what kind of cheese do you want, sir?
Blue cheese crumbles.
Blue cheese. Interesting. And I love blue cheese, but on a burger, on a cheeseburger, cheddar. I think cheddar is the proper answer for a cheeseburger.
Well, now we know what you're doing before you eat your cheeseburger and what I'm doing. You're clearly eating that cheeseburger sober. I'm not. All right. Blue cheese and some bacon on it.
Give me a blue cheese bacon burger and certain times during the year, I'm all for it. But I'm just saying hey, what kind of cheese you want on that cheeseburger? I think it's got to be cheddar.
But let's also be real. I don't think you're a real burger guy, Hawk. I feel like every time I see you on Instagram, you're going to get like either sushi or tacos with your wife.
Avocado toast. I'm a big avocado toast guy. Yeah, I'm a big avocado toast guy. And I can't wait for avocado toast day.
What kind of men are you? You hearing chicken burgers? He's always telling me about these damn salmon burgers. What's the beef? Eat some cow, Gilby.
There's only one person in this entire conversation who's been pescatarian and vegan and vegetarian and every other fad diet that comes around. So don't give us your old big meat take.
Crowder was a vegan?
I remember going with Leroy Horde and Crowder in Vegas to a restaurant that was having a meat happy hour. And guess who had to order off the menu? Do you have any salmon? Any uncooked salmon over here?
Well, you know why?
It was embarrassing.
You know why? That's the social media influencer in him. He has to go with all the trends.
Hey, and then he tries to influence. It's ridiculous.
Hey, I'm on a detox right now, fellas. Do I look more vibrant?
Yeah. Your skin is glowing. Zach Gelbs, Infinity Sports Network. Zach Thanks, Gelbs.
You got it, guys.
How many are there?
How many is that Gelb?
I don't know. He was good for half of it, and then he had some weird take about going to get Bryce Young.
Oh, you just upset Gelb about Cam Ward. Let's just be real.
And then he wouldn't call Cam Ward a generational quarterback, which we all know that he is. I mean, there's no question about it. I don't know how he can't see it. So there you go. Zach Gelbs. He gave you, both ends of the spectrum.
And Solana's.
You Gelb. All right, there you go. Zach Gelb joins us every Wednesday.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
All right, Miami!
Hawk and Crowder.
It's 305.
Dale.
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 God bless. Dale.
Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. In honor of National Cheeseburger Day, Flanagan's Cheeseburgers are the GOAT.
Interesting. I tweeted out earlier the best cheeseburger ever, but it's, a place where I grew up in Highland Park. It's called Michael's Red Hots, but it was a char cheddar burger. And for me, nothing has ever compared. I like Fuddruckers, although I haven't been there in a decade. Oh. Like, there's good cheeseburgers. There's a lot of good cheeseburgers everywhere. I don't know if I've really had one at Flanagan's.
I haven't either.
Because there's other things that I get there. Like, if I'm in the mood for meat, I'm probably getting ribs there.
BurgerFi.
BurgerFi, and they just declared bankruptcy. You haven't gone enough. If you do love it there,
they have something called the CEO, which is like a Wagyu patty, and all services terrible though.
I happen to like Five Guys out of like the Shake Shack, Burger Five Guys realm. I kind of like Five Guys.
I'm going to tell you, and it's some, I don't know, some sadiddy crap to say. Houston's Burger.
Ooh, oh, yeah. You nailed it.
Yeah.
You nailed it. Now, it's $45, but you nailed it. Their burger is stupid.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I feel funny, too, asking for it because it's, you know, like, oh, you want the lobster, you want the tomahawk steak, or you want the burger. Man, I'll take that damn burger.
Trying to think if I have like a go-to cheeseburger in South Florida. A place in Deerfield Beach called Charm City. People rave about that.
The picture behind you.
This?
Yeah, the damn burger that's behind your left shoulder.
A Hockman burger?
Yes.
Well, it doesn't exist anymore.
But that place has some good damn burgers.
Well, this picture is Miami Subs.
No, the Hockman Burger. What was that place called?
Oh, Tucker Duke's.
Tucker Duke's.
Yes,
you're
right.
They had a burger now. Yes.
But those burgers are super cutesy. Like, you can't go to Tucker Duke's and just get a cheeseburger.
Oh, no.
Like, I'm talking about, you know what I mean? Like, theirs has a million different things on it.
Tangerine marmalade.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, where's a good, just a good hearty cheeseburger?
Flanagan's, by the way, their burger is called the Bahama Burger. I've had it before, and it's good. It's a quality burger. But, I mean, when you're ranking menu items at Flanagan's,
they don't just have the Bahama Burger, because I think I've had the barbecue burger there, which is like an onion ring and barbecue sauce and stuff.
Yeah, but like cheeseburgers, the Bahama Burger with cheese. And you're ranking.
You can get any of their burgers with cheese is my point.
Okay. All right.
Well, you can't. Like, you're saying the Bahama Burger is their cheeseburger, but it's not.
I just think that's the burger Jimmy's going with. I think that's what he's telling us.
Because you wrote it for him?
He didn't write anything. I came up with it.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
No, I have the Big Daddy Burger, not the Bahama Burger.
Oh, okay.
Well, Solana says that if you're getting cheese on it, it has to be the Bahama Burger.
All right. I get it.
Honestly,
Budruckers does have a good cheeseburger, if I recall. I haven't been there in a while, but they, because isn't there like a melty cheese? It's not just a cheese slice. Well, it depends. If you put it on at the bar, at the condiments bar, you use their melty cheese. I think it's a slice of cheese if you ask them to put it on for you.
I had to look it up because it's a place I've brought up a number of times because they're a Cajun place. It's called Shuck and Dive in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they have all the crawfish and the gator bites and all that stuff. But they have a blackened blue burger. So it's blackened, like the blackened seasoning on the burger got a little spice to it. And it's blue cheese on it. And it's not no smash burger. That's another thing.
I like a smash burger.
Don't tell, because there's no temperature on a smash burger. Smash burger just give you the pack. I want medium rare.
Nah, cook it like a smash burger.
I don't want you to smash my burger. I want my burger thick. I like thick burgers.
Like a smash burger. Somebody texts in Culver's. Culver's does have a good burger. I like Culver's a lot.
Go to Shuck and Dive. Get you a black and blue burger.
I know this is going to set me up for criticism, but I don't like blackened anything. I don't like blackened fish. I don't like blackened burgers.
When we started this show, you thought I was Puerto Rican.
It's truly my least favorite seasoning.
It's spicy. You don't like spicy.
Not blackened.
You'll take a jalapeno, huh? But no blackened.
If you call it a spicy burger, I'm in. Please let us be done with this topic before Solana's dad comes on.
That's why you were rolling the R's in my last name for so long. Crowder. Crowder. No, just Crowder.
Don't forget, what's that?
I was going to say, my go-to burger spot right now is Apocalypse in Kendall. They have the best burgers. Because they make it with, like, different types of meats. But Crowder's right about Houston's.
Oh, Houston's so is ridiculous. But it is crazy expensive.
Yeah.
I'm not even exaggerating. It is rate. It's New York prices in, you know, whether you're in Aventura, Pompano, or Boca, wherever the local Houston's is by you. It is New York. I'm talking Midtown Manhattan prices.
It's the thing. I can get a New York strip for 41. I can get this burger for 38. It's a tough sell for a $40 burger, but that damn burger is so good.
Hillstone, I think, is Houston's. I don't know if you guys have ever been to Hillstone. It seems like the same restaurant.
That's the corporate partner. Yeah. The corporate owner.
So in Coral Gables, my fiance loves to go to Hillstone. She likes the sushi from there. They have like everything that you could possibly think of on that menu. I love that $38 burger from Hillstone. I do feel funny, crazy, though. I feel funny ordering it because, like, the table next to me is ordering a prime Ragu whatever, and I'm sitting there like a toddler eating a cheeseburger, but it's so damn good, man.
J. Alexander's. Have you ever had a J. Alexander burger?
Fire.
They have a good burger as well.
Yeah. It's just that, you know, like you said, Hawk, it's that Manhattan restaurant with a
burger.
But
Houston's does it unapologetically. Like, no. You look at the menu, you can't believe it. But then all of a sudden, the place is packed and you're sitting at the bar because you can't get a table.
Mm-hmm. Let me grab that burger. Medium.
Anyway. Reminder, before we get to headlines.
The nice places, you can get a burger Pittsburgh medium. Like a steak.
Oh, Pittsburgh medium.
Have you ever Pittsburgh medium a burger?
I have not. That's a classy order right there, though.
What? A Pittsburgh medium burger.
I'd be heated if I'm a waiter and somebody asked me to tell my chef, yeah, Pittsburgh medium this burger. It's pretty simple, Crowder. Medium rare, medium, or well done. It's pretty simple. It's straightforward with a damn burger.
You listen, Crowder and Gino, they like the reverse sear stuff. Listen, they love to be cutesy. They love to be cutesy.
Hey, Alejandro, take your ass back to the kitchen and get my hamburger.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
The wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
Hawk and Crowder.
Solana's dad, Eduardo Solana, joins us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline every Wednesday and gives us some picks. And today happens to be National Cheeseburger Day. And I know you do a ton of grilling at your house, Eduardo. I've been there before. I've seen the setup. You guys love your steaks and all that. But a good cheeseburger is a delicious meal. Would you agree?
No.
All right. Well, I don't know where to go from there. I don't know exactly what transpired there. Who doesn't like a cheeseburger, Eduardo?
Ask my son when he was a kid how many times he went to BK or McDonald's. Never.
Because it's not good meat?
Because I cook, and my meat is much better than those burgers that now they tell you this is real meat.
But you won't cook a cheeseburger? Like, it would have to be steak or ribs or, like, something?
Yep, that's correct. It had to be real meat, no ground meat.
That spiral sausage. I don't know the name, but goodness gracious.
Chimichurri.
Yeah, the sauce. Yes, sir.
Let's give that to DBJ. Let's just have him blurt out chimichurri.
Chimichurri.
So no cheeseburgers?
Nah.
Solana, you never got a cheeseburger? You had to sneak them like it was a cigarette?
I would like to interject here. Correct me if I'm wrong, Poppy. What did you have for dinner last night?
A burger.
Oh, these toys ain't lining up, bro.
I'll tell you what, that was a lot of bluster for someone who had a cheeseburger last night for dinner.
But they weren't made by me. I buy the meat. I go to the guy in Publix. He ground it for me, and then I mix it, and then I do my burgers.
What kind of cheese you put on it?
Me? I like provolone, but my wife likes Swiss cheese.
What do you think about cheddar? How about a little cheddar?
Yeah, I like it. You know,
cheddar. No what problem. About a Fuddruckers cheeseburger? Fuddruckers is a pretty good cheeseburger.
I like hot dogs in Fuddruckers.
Oh, interesting.
The hot dog, it's too much bun. You know, the bread is a lot, but I like it. You know, yeah.
But Pops, what about you? You're a man. You have a palate. What about blue cheese? That's the high class.
Yeah, but it's a little bit strong.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be in the right mood.
It takes out the flavor of the meat, But, you know, I can do it. No problem.
Good call. Yep.